96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires, the Geolander AT-GO15, Yokohama MT-GO03, and the Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced, certified staff can handle repairs including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. For service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 28th of September. It is 7:20, 54 degrees, on our way to 76 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia State music professor Alan Comstock. He's the chair of the music department at ESU. Dr. Gary Zeke. Gary is the director of bands at Emporia State, and jazz greats Jack Mouse and Janice Borla. Of course, Jack, a Emporia native, and we're all looking forward to a big music gala benefit concert coming up Saturday night at Emporia State. Alan, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Ron. Morning, Chuck. I'm doing great.
Gary, good morning. How are you doing today? Gary, how are you?
Oh, I think we dropped a couple of lines there. Just a second.
Uh-oh. All right, I'll go ahead and get Alan at least started on our interview, and we can go ahead and get things going here. But Alan, let's discuss here the concert, and specifically how pleased you are to have this round of the Gala Benefit concert. With the list of performances that you have, and to have the caliber of Jack and Janice coming in here as well.
Oh my God, we are just thrilled about this. These are always great concerts, but this one's going to be truly exceptional. We could not be happier about this.
What is going for folks that have never attended a gala benefit concert? Really, what is the flow of the activities that takes place?
Okay, yeah, the concert starts at 7:30. It'll be in Albert Taylor Hall, and it's going to be a jazz concert, of course, and it'll be featuring, of course, Jack and Janice, as well as our own faculty and students. So the first half of the concert will be performances, and then after intermission, we have an induction ceremony to what we call the Beach Hall of Distinction, where we like to honor someone who's contributed a great deal to music and generally has a connection to Emporia State. And then we conclude the concert, and it'll be followed by a reception in the Plum Hall Rotunda.
Well, I think we have Jack Mouse and Janice Borla with us now. Jack, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Doing good. Janice, hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. And Gary, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Outstanding. Well, I've got to ask, Jack, we had a chance to talk with you, I think, over the last couple of years periodically for different activities coming back to Emporia. How tickled are you to come back here for the festivities here this weekend? And Janice, I'll ask you that same question, but I wanted to ask Jeff first.
Well, we're really excited about doing this for a couple of reasons. Actually, Janice and I have, the past 3 weeks, moved back to Emporia. So we are officially Emporia residents again.
Oh, all right.
Good deal. Good deal. Janice, how pleased are you to be here, not only as an Emporia resident, but to perform here Saturday night?
Oh, it's really, I'm really looking forward to it. Actually, way back in 1986, I performed, my group performed for the 10th anniversary of the Emporia Arts Council at Albert Taylor Hall. So it'll be a kind of a return performance after all these years.
Well, Jack, we want to get your thoughts on being inducted into the Frank A. Beach Hall of Distinction. What was your reaction when you found out this was going to be happening?
Well, I couldn't be more honored. For a couple of reasons, a big reason that I feel so wonderful about this is the fact that my mentor and my teacher and my musical father, Roy Burns, was inducted into the Hall of Fame or the Wall of Distinction several years ago. So since Roy passed away a few years ago, but to be on the same wall or have the same sort of plaque that Roy had means a lot. Roy always used to say, you know, you got to watch those Emporia drummers.
Well, yeah, indeed. So we can't wait for a big evening coming up. The Music Gala Benefit Concert is this Saturday, Albert Taylor Hall on the campus of Emporia State University, 7:30. Well, Gary, what kind of evening of music can we expect?
Oh, it's going to be spectacular. We have something for every musical taste. We're doing classic jazz, some the likes of the great Billy Strayhorn and John Coltrane and Neil Hefti, and two more contemporary things to Stevie Wonder and Earth, Wind, and Fire. And two groups will be performing. Our faculty jazz combo will be playing the first half, and then our jazz ensemble one will be playing on the second half. And Jack and Janice will be guest soloing with both groups. And we're just tickled to have two world-class jazz artists with us, and we just encourage everybody to come, because, boy, there's just something for everybody at this concert, and it's going to be a real high-energy evening of just fun music, creative music, anything from swing to Motown going on.
And the other thing, too, is, you know, and we had a chance to talk about this each and every time we preview the gala here, Gary, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this first, is the fact that this is setting up scholarships for really musicians, regardless of whether they're music majors or just simply, you know, helping out in the different departments on campus.
Oh, yes. We couldn't survive, like all universities, without our talented musicians from other majors to help fill out our performing groups. And I just want everybody to always know that, I mean, we give scholarships to literally every department on campus. They're not just limited to music majors. And the amount we have given through the years is really, really amazing. And as we all know, college is an expensive proposition. And we always feel very happy and proud that we can help so many students, help to fund their education.
So, Alan, how important is this? You know, as far as, is this your biggest single source of scholarship revenue?
Well, it is. And as Gary was pointing out, we could not function as a music department without being able to offer scholarships to non-majors. And the percentage varies from ensemble to ensemble and year to year, but it's as high as 40% in some cases. And so, you know, we are subsidizing the entire university with this. And I was curious about just how much money we had brought in over the last 10 years. So I contacted the ASU Foundation, and we brought in something like $340,000 over the last 10 years that we provided in scholarship money to ESU students. So, you know, it's a win-win situation, because we're able to keep our ensembles going with top-quality talent, and we're able to help support the entire university.
Yeah, that is significant indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we need to find out, Alan, how can we get our tickets? How much are they?
Tickets are $25, and you can purchase them through the music office. They can also be purchased at the door, but given that this is going to be a really spectacular concert, I would encourage our listeners to consider purchasing your tickets in advance.
Good point. And Janice, really quickly here, what does it mean for you to be, you know, on hand at this particular type of event to support scholarships and continue that proud music tradition at ESU?
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you say again?
Yeah. What does it mean for you to be part of a concert like this where you're, you know, not only, you know, on hand, but you're supporting that proud music tradition that Emporia State has had?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I'm very, very pleased to be part of this. You know, it's always crucial to be able to encourage young people to be involved in the arts, in music, and anymore. College educations are very expensive, and students are always, you know, short and trying to figure out how they're going to finance their education. And so this kind of a support from the music department at ESU is really crucial, I think, for many, many people.
Jack, what's your thoughts on that before we wrap things up?
Well, I would say the same thing. You know, when I was in school, when I was their age, it cost $95 a semester to go to school. That hardly buys a book right now.
Mm.
So in order for us, these types of events are crucial. We have to, it's a way of putting back. We have to keep, be able to keep the arts going. So this is, I think, a really important event. And we're so proud to be a part of it.
Well, Jack, what was the draw? What was the lure of coming back to your hometown? Moving back to your hometown, I should say.
Well, for several years now, Janice and I have come to the conclusion that we can pretty much run our business from just about anywhere. And we have family and friends here, and there's a great deal of energy right now in the town. The downtown has revitalized. There's so much going on, and we kind of want to be a part of that. So when this house came up for sale that we bought, we just decided to take the plunge, and here we are.
Well, great to have you back here, both of you, Jack and Janice, and we can't wait to see you Saturday night at the Emporia State Music Gala Benefit Concert, 7:30 p.m., Albert Taylor Hall. Jack and Janice, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Gary, good to talk to you.
Well, good to talk to you, Ron.
All right. Alan, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Emporia State Music Professor and Chair of the Music Department, Alan Konstock, Dr. Gary Zeke, who is the Director of Bands at Emporia State, and jazz greats and legends, Jack Mouse and Janice Borla. Emporians, we can say now, Chuck.
Indeed, yeah. Great to have them back home.
Yeah, good to have them here. Big event coming up on the campus of Emporia State this Saturday night at 7:30.
All right, and again, be sure to support the Emporia State Music Department here this weekend. And there's a lot of stuff that we're going to be highlighting here the next several days. I did want to let you know that with our newsmaker slots here, this week we're full, and our first available date actually is on Wednesday of next week. But given a couple of things, we are going to be filling that next week's schedule here really quickly. So if you want an event or an activity highlighted next week, or maybe even later in the month, and you want to get on our airwaves next week, call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvoe@kvoe.com. The newsmaker tomorrow is Lisa Fuller as we talk about the 5th Annual Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout, which is on the calendar October 15th.
Thank you, Chuck. Our newsmaker brought to you this morning by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham and Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire. KVOE 732, 54 degrees. Stay tuned. Weather next.
There's a credit union for you. It's easy to join the 115.